The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every morning is a new opportunity to take in the news of the day and the challenges of life and try to make sense of it all. Right now, we've got a show that tackles the topics and asks what you think. So get ready to start your day with a bold look at history as it happens. Let's learn, live, and sometimes laugh together. It's the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
Welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. I'm Chad Easty, filling in for Mark Davis on this Good Friday as we are getting into your Easter weekend. Sunday is going to be a beautiful day. We have so much to talk about in this final hour of the program. Joining us right now on involved in a runoff race, Congressman Tony Gonzalez joining us on the Mark Davis Show. I'm Chad Easty filling in for Mark Davis. And Congressman, welcome to the Mark Davis Show. How are you this morning?
Hey, Chad. Happy Good Friday.
Happy Good Friday to you. Appreciate you taking some time to join us. You're obviously you're in this runoff for House District Congressional District 23 in the Republican primary. You got close. You got 45% of the vote. What's the runoff looking like for you? What are you hearing out on the campaign trail these days?
You know what, Chad? I argue Texas 23 is the toughest district in Texas. It's larger than 30 states. It stretches from San Antonio to El Paso, 29 counties, two-thirds of the Texas-Mexico border. It's just a tough district in general. We've had Uvalde school shooting, worst school shooting in Texas history in my district. The good news is I won all 29 counties, and we'll win all 29 counties again. We just got to do it by a little more. I also am a man of faith, and I think this is God saying, hey, you know what? You got to listen to a few more constituents and make sure that you're there representing them.
You have a large amount of the opposition, it seems, within the Republican Party. Is because of your vote on gun reform legislation after that mass shooting in Uvalde. Do you regret that vote? Do you stick with that vote? Explain it to the listeners out there.
Yeah, you know what's crazy is I have a very conservative voting on guns. The vote for the Safer Community Act, I worked really hard to make sure that it did not have an assault weapons ban in there, which it wasn't. Did not raise the age limit from 18 to 20, or lower it from 21 or 18 to 21. Did not do that. No universal background check, so there's no delays. That bill was really a mental health bill, and we all agree that we need more mental health resources in our schools. We always talk about it, but, you know, no one wants to take the tough actions to get it done. Now, the left spun that as a gun bill, this, that, or the other, but I have a very conservative voting record on that. And I'd say this, too. I have six kids, Chad, and so I'm of the mindset we can protect the Constitution and we can protect our kids. It doesn't have to be either or. I'd also say, too, when was the last time any of your readers or your viewers bought a gun? Has anything changed? I recently bought a 30-30 this hunting season. There was no change in how long it took me to get it or any of that. So once again, this was a mental health bill, but I have a very conservative voting record on guns.
So do you hear about that on the campaign trail, or is it other issues that are being brought up when you're out there campaigning and talking to constituents?
You know, Chad, you know, the number one issue is the border. And people are just upset, yeah. and rightfully so. And they're frustrated with the federal government. They're going, wait a second here. You know, our lives are turned upside down. You know, what? How can we change this? You know, we need you to change this. And I have been pushing the Biden administration to do their job. I've been pushing House Republicans to make sure we do our job. I mean, 3 years ago, no one knew where Eagle Pass was. And now everybody knows where it is. Nobody knew about these stories. The human trafficking disasters is absolutely saddening. The amount of death and carnage that has happened. So in my district, we're at the forefront of this. I mean, last week in El Paso, have you seen the video of, you know, hundreds of Venezuelans bum-rushing the National Guardsmen there? It is just one thing after another, and in my many people want this just to go away. So that's the top issue, no doubt.
Visiting with Congressman Tony Gonzalez here on the Mark Davis Show, seeking re-election in Congressional District 23, which, like you said, it's a tremendously huge. I mean, it is a huge, huge area, and I would think for anyone. My congressman is Jody Arrington. So obviously, you know, a lot of rural area up here, but your area, you've got a lot of rural area, but also some of that urban area as well. And there's got to be at times a balancing act between you know between the two. Correct.
It is. I mean, I really represent four different types of people. You know, Jody's a good friend of mine, and very similar to Jody Arrington, I have a lot of rural communities, which you know, get their livelihoods, many of them through oil and gas or agriculture, and a lot of them have to travel long distances to go to work to and from. So the cost of goods in this economy has really hit them hard. And then I got other areas that live in the city, and you know, some of it is kind of middle of the road people that kind of go both ways. And in El Paso, I've got about El Paso's as blue as can be. So it's one of those things, yeah, that you just have to be firm in who you are. I think back to my time in the military. My job wasn't to make sure everybody loved me. My job was to produce for the Navy, right? When the Navy told me to go do something, I executed my mission, and I view the same way in Congress. Like, my job is to go up there, fight the fight, deliver for us. And also, you can't just vote with everyone else, I should say. You know, I mean, I'll give you an example. This spending bill, $1.2 trillion. I voted against it last week. And the main reason I voted against it was because there was nothing in there that had meaningful border security policy changes in it. And I'm a firm believer that you can't just throw more money at the problem and expect a different outcome.
Yeah, how do we get, and this is I'm sure you get this question quite a bit, because Republicans always talk about reducing spending. Mm-hmm. We never see it get done, though. How do we get the budget deficit, even attempt to get it curtailed? How do we bring spending down? How do we attempt to go after the deficit that we have in this country?
You know, it's a great question, Chad, and this is a frustrating thing. I've only been in politics for 3 years. I retired from the military as a Navy Master Chief, and I jumped right in. And I'll tell you, in my 3 years, I've quickly learned not everybody is up there to solve problems. Some want to create problems. Some just want to talk about the problem. And so that's the difficult part. Solving the national debt is a huge problem. And everybody likes to punt. You know, Congress will punt on first down if you give them the opportunity to. But I will tell you, having a Texan on the budget committee, having Jody Arrington as the chairman, I think he's going to, if he hasn't already, he has a plan that he is going to roll out soon that has a kind of how we balance the budget on some of these things. I think that's a good start. A plan is a good start, but you got to have members that are willing to tackle the tough issues, not shy away from them, and go, here's the deal. How do we get things under control? Because we are on a train wreck of spending, and throwing more, once again, throwing more money at the problem is the wrong approach.
We're visiting with Congressman Tony Gonzalez in this runoff race. Your campaign manager put out a statement about your opponent, Brandon Herrera, who said, it read this way, Brandon Herrera is the biggest fraud running for Congress in America. He talks tough when he's begging for clicks on the internet, but when it comes to laying it on the line for the fights conservatives care most about, like the issue of life, he is nowhere to be found. Can you go into a little bit more detail? I mean, do you agree with that? And what do you mean by that? And how is he the biggest fraud running in America?
Yeah, I'll give you an example. And this is the frustrating thing about politics is people will take something and they'll spin it three ways to benefit them. I'll give you an example. So the guy I'm running against, Brandon Herrera, says he comes out on he does this podcast and he says Trump can't win the election. His words. But in every one of his mailers, he's standing next to Trump and he's saying that he supports Trump and somehow I don't support Trump. And they just spin it. When I endorsed Trump on day one, there's another video of him talking about Abbott, making fun of Greg Abbott being in a wheelchair. And then on his mailers, there he is talking about how he stands with Greg Abbott and somehow I don't. It's just part of politics is they kind of spin things for their betterment. The way I look at it is this. My job is to deliver for my district and the state. And as long as I keep putting in the work and doing those things, only good things can happen, right? God will bless you in the way you're supposed to, you know, go down this journey.
Yeah. What needs to get done about the border? And what do you want to see get done along the border when it comes to border security?
This is the frustrating part, Chad. It is extremely simple. There is only one thing. Everyone talks about all this stuff and everyone has all these ideas. There is one thing that needs to happen. And this one thing is this. If somebody comes over illegally, they get deported. Period. That is it. That is the secret sauce. Every president has done that. You know, going back 20 years, Joe Biden refuses to do that. There's been a couple of times when he has done that. You remember the Haitians under the bridge about 2 years ago,
right?
In Del Rio? Well, that's in my district. The reason that went away is they started deporting people. You remember this Christmas or just before Christmas, December 20th, all the Venezuelans under the bridge in Eagle Pass? That went away when they started deporting people. The secret sauce is they just have to do their job. If someone comes over illegally, they get deported. And look, I'm a proponent of legal immigration. You want to come down the legal route? I welcome it. Great. But if you are breaking the law on day one, what do you think is going to happen later on? The other thing, too, no one's talking about this, Chad, is the TDA, these Tran de Agua. They're the new MS-13. They're a Venezuelan gang. They're absolutely brutal. They're going everywhere. One of the things that I've done in South and West Texas is I'm working with federal and local law enforcement to create task forces to make sure that these TDA gangs do not pop up here in Texas.
Well, that's good because they've been popping up in New York and elsewhere. And like you said, it's a very dangerous gang. And I'm glad to hear that you're on top of it and that others are talking about this as well. Because like you said, it's not highly publicized just yet.
No, once again, 3 years from now, we're all going to be talking about TDA like they're MS-13. But you bring up a great point. You're seeing these murders and these drug charges and these – they just terrorize people. It's one of the reasons, too, my very first bill in Congress was to label cartels as terrorist organizations. If I could do two things, it would be deport people that are here illegally and label cartels as terrorist organizations. Do you want to get to the root of the issue? That is the root of the issue.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. Before I let you go, one last question for you, sir. SB4 in Texas, it's obviously it's being wrapped up in the courts. What are your just your overall thoughts on it?
You know, if Joe Biden spent as much time trying to fix the border as he does trying to prevent Governor Abbott from fixing the border, we would be okay. And it's frustrating. You know, I speak with local law enforcement all the time. They don't want to be enforcing immigration laws, but no one else is. And they are willing. They're willing to fill in that gap to keep their communities safe. So I welcome everything that Greg Abbott is doing to keep us safe. I wish the federal government would get out of the way. I hope this court case kind of falls in our favor. But in the meantime, here we are, this ping pong ball, and nothing changes, really. I think that's where a lot of Texans have frustration. And ultimately, we do not feel safe. Life has changed for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Congressman, tell folks your website where they can get more information about you and keep up with everything you're doing.
Yeah, TonyGonzalezForCongress.com, or go to our my official page is Gonzalez.House.gov. Sign up for our newsletter. We're all throughout with updates.
All right, very good. Congressman Tony Gonzalez, thank you for your time today. Have a blessed weekend.
Have a blessed weekend, too.
All right, that's Congressman Tony Gonzalez here on The Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. Back on The Mark Davis Show, 660 AM, The Answer. I'm Chad Hastie, filling in for Mark Davis. How about this? We were talking illegal immigration a bit ago. New estimate now says the U.S. has 13.7 million illegal immigrants. That's up 37% under Joe Biden. This from the Washington Times. The president's wave of illegal immigrants upending the usual demographics of immigration, sending education levels plummeting, according to a report Thursday that raised big questions about the nation's ability to absorb the newcomers. Remember, that's what the administration wants to call the newcomers to America. The U.S. now has 13.7 million illegal immigrants. That's just an estimate, by the way. 51.4 million immigrants overall. It's an increase of 6.4 million in 3 years since Biden took office. According to the Center for Immigration Studies, that averages 172,000 new immigrants each month, roughly four times the rate during the Trump years, and nearly three times the rate during the Obama years. Most of the new arrivals from Latin America, 3.7 million of the net new arrivals came illegally. Some 44% have no education beyond high school, and a significant number haven't completed high school. As recently as 2018, 55% of immigrants had a bachelor's degree. That's dipped to just 41%. The U.S. now, by far, has the largest ratio of immigrants within its population at 15.5%, up nearly 2 percentage points since 2020. The previous record was 14.8% in 1890. So again, huge numbers here. 13.7 illegal immigrants, that's up 37%. Under Joe Biden, and that's just an estimate. It could be much higher than that, that's for sure. Filling in for Mark Davis, I'm Chad Hastie on 660 AM, The Answer. Welcome back to The Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. Appreciate you being out there and tuning in. I'm Chad Hastie. You can follow me, by the way, on social media at Chad Hastie Radio on social media. Always appreciate you when you do that. And we've got, by the way, before we get to the phones, just a quick thing here. Here we go. If your name is Kyle, I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but if your name is Kyle, on May 18th, the city of Kyle, Texas, this is real, they're attempting to break the world record for the largest gathering of people named Kyle. They need 2,326 Kyles, And I guess they'll be checking IDs. I don't know if your middle name counts. It should count, right? Like if you're, it should be first or middle name. That should count if you're a Kyle. So if you're a Kyle and you want to be part of the Guinness World Records, they're going to try to break it at the Kyle Fair. May 18th in Kyle, Texas. I just saw this come across, and so there you go. For all the Kyles out there, you can go and try and break the record for the most, the highest number of people named Kyle gathering in one place. It's going to go down on May 18th in Kyle, Texas. Let's go to the phones at 866-660-5759 out in Sherman. That's where Rick is at. Rick is not Kyle, but we'll go with Rick in Sherman here on the Mark Davis Show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chad. I appreciate it. Rhonda mentioned that we were somebody had made my comment the other day. We're 16 years past George W. Bush. And we had 10 million illegals at that point in time. And somebody's trying to say we've only taken in 3.7 million since then? That's hogwash, man. I'd say we took in 13.7 million just under Obama.
Yeah, that's why I prefaced it by saying that's an estimate from this report. Because I think it probably is much higher than that. I don't think we're going to get like any type of official number from the government on it, because if they did release a number, I'm sure our heads would explode. As far as the conservatives go, Democrats would be excited about it. But during election season, they probably don't want that out there. I'm with you. It probably is higher, but that's just the latest number. I can believe it's 37% higher, or we've added 37% more than what we did under Trump. I can believe that.
Yeah, well, that report's blowing smoke.
Hey, Rick, thank you very much. Have a great day in Sherman. Appreciate you being out there and giving us a shout. 866-660-5759. You can text in. You can call in as well. If you'd like to do that. Trump yesterday saying that America must restore law and order. And again, this is a message that it works. When Trump is out there talking law and order, people like to hear that. People want to hear the law and order message, at least on the right. People want to hear this message. While Joe Biden skipped the wake for the slain New York City police officer, Jonathan Diller, on Thursday. Instead, Biden, of course, partied with celebrities and former presidents. Trump spoke with reporters briefly after attending the wake for Diller, who was fatally shot below his bulletproof vest at a traffic stop Monday. He met with his family, including the widow. Quote, "What happened is such a sad, sad event, such a horrible thing. It's happening all too often. And we're not just going to let it happen," Trump said. Authorities have identified Guy Rivera, 34, as Diller's shooter. ABC noted that Rivera had 21 arrests on his rap sheet. Quote, "The police are the greatest people we have. There's nothing, nobody like them," he said. "I just visited with a very beautiful wife who now doesn't have her husband. Stephanie was just incredible. Their child, brand new, beautiful baby sitting there, innocent as can be, doesn't know how his life has just been changed," Trump added. Trump declared the United States must restore law and order, emphasized that it was his honor to pay his respects to Diller and his wife. The Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman thanked Trump for attending the wake and said he was a comfort to the family in the face of the tragedy. And we are seeing violence happen all too often in not only our larger cities, but our medium-sized cities. You see the flow of drugs all over the United States. You see these gangs that are popping up all over the United States, new to us gangs that are popping up in the United States. You see officers who are being who are being attacked by illegal immigrants who are coming into the United States and being put in New York City. And then once they assault police officers, they're off to California, where who knows what's going to happen. We do have a crime problem in this country, and it keeps getting worse. And sadly, some of it plays out on social media, where you see just roving people punching out others who are just standing, on a sidewalk. We see that our schools are being hit by violence. And I don't mean gun violence. I'm talking about just violence in the classroom. There's so many videos that get posted on the social media of fights that are happening inside the classrooms. And what can the teacher do but get out of the way? If the teacher tries to break up a fight, they get beat up. So we've got a problem with violence in this country. And it's something that I think is really making people think twice when they make even vacation plans, but when they just make plans for the day, when they make plans for the evening. I stress all the time, you need to be prepared. You need to know your surroundings. You need to be, in my opinion, you need to be armed. You need to be able to protect yourself, your loved ones, your family, because you never know what evil is lurking around the corner. You never know. And unfortunately, we are at the point, I think, in many of our larger cities, where that's something that it has to be on the top of mind everywhere you go. You have to be very careful. You have to be very vigilant with where you go and what's around you. And so when Trump talks law and order, Republicans like that. Republicans, common sense people, like to hear we're going to restore law and order. We're going to get our country back to safety again. People like to hear that. It's going to be difficult. There's a lot of it's more than just flipping a switch. Kind of been a running theme in the show today. I've talked about it often. It's more than that. It gets back to the home. It gets back to the family. It gets back to faith and church. And it gets back to us becoming better people. And not just relying on others to make everything better. That we've got to take some responsibility for some of this stuff. And that if you want better schools, you want better communities, you want safer communities, some of it does go back to the household. You look at violence that happens in schools. Again, I'm not even talking about school shootings. I'm just meaning violence. And how many kids do not care about leadership or about adults and what adults say? They don't care about it. You see how some kids are, what they're able to get away with in some of the schools and how they're able to speak to teachers these days. My goodness. And if it's happening in our schools, you know it's going to be happening in our streets. And if it's happening in the schools, a lot of these kids are going to become adults and they're going to be doing the exact same thing on the streets. And that's when we get back to law and order being key. Text your way in on the Mark Davis text line, 866-660-5759. I would bet the number is over 30 million. That's approaching 10% of our total population. It's a ginormous problem. And it is a ginormous problem. It shouldn't be at this point. It shouldn't be a huge problem. We were moving in the right direction under President Trump, but obviously that got blown up by this president and the administration and everything they have refused to do and also trying to force Texas not to do when it comes to protecting our borders. And it is absolutely a problem, not just with people who are coming over, but also with the drugs that are coming over, with the with the sex trade that's going on. It's a problem on many, many fronts. 866-660-5759. Also in this article from Breitbart, it goes on to talk about Trump, who showed up to this wake, and obviously had the message of, you know, one, caring, which is something that we haven't heard from the president, but number two, about law and order. I think you're going to see that really take off as a campaign theme for Donald Trump this go around. It was a campaign theme last time as well. But when you when people are more aware, and I think people are more aware now of the crime that we see throughout the United States, when we see that there are more stories that are coming out about people, innocent human beings being killed by the reckless violence that we see, and by the DAs who allow so many people out of jail with a slap on the wrist. I think that's absolutely going to be exposed and talked about by the president and by Republicans, and that's going to be a very key point going into November. 866-660-5759. I'm Chad Easty filling in for Mark Davis on 660 AM, The Answer. All right, welcome back to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer. Final segment on this Good Friday as we head into the weekend, and I want to take just a couple of minutes here. I want to thank everyone for, including Mark Davis, and of course, Rhonda and Matt, and just everyone back in Dallas for doing everything to help me out and allowing me to be part of the program today and on Monday. Truly appreciate it. It's always an honor to be filling in for Mark. Of course, yesterday was the big anniversary for Mark Davis as he celebrated 30 years in DFW. It was very cool to hear Mark talk about that actually last week, and you can go back and listen to the podcast from last week and hear him talk about that and just how he ended up in Dallas. It's a great story that you can go back and listen to. And so thanks to Mark Davis, and congratulations to Mark for 30 years in DFW radio. Just wanted to give a tip of the hat to Mark for that. And, of course, thanks once again for allowing me to come in and handle the show today. And this is past Monday as well. Of course, we're going to celebrate Easter on Sunday, and I know many of you will be celebrating Easter as well. And Easter Sunday to me is just a joyous day, a day where we celebrate that Christ has risen, and a day that when we look at the not just ourselves, not just our faith, but I think we can look at the nation and go, there are better days ahead. There are better days ahead. There are better days for us. There are better days for us as Christians. There are better days for us ahead as Americans. And I think that should give us all a lot of hope going into this weekend and beyond. And so I hope that you all have a wonderful weekend, a weekend filled with family and love and time for prayer and celebration as well. We could use that. So take that time to enjoy with those that you love and those who are that surround you. God bless you all. We'll see you next time.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.